You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. NASA scientists have scuttled a spacecraft circling the planet Saturn and its moons for the past 13 years. The Cassini mission ended around 4 a.m. Friday when the spacecraft was purposely steered into Saturn's atmosphere. A scientist working on the Cassini mission is giving a free public talk Saturday night at Cal Poly. Janie Radabaugh is a planetary scientist and professor of geological sciences. She's on her way to San Luis Obispo to talk about her specialty on the mission. KCBX News spoke with Radabaugh yesterday from Cassini's Mission Control. She says she's learned a lot this week about the history of Cassini.
This mission started more than 30 years ago, and we looked at the first Project Science group meeting, which was a room filled with suits and mostly men and big hair and glasses and everything, and I was saying it looks like a 70s cop show. I mean, it's just like really speaks to the origins of this mission and to how long it takes to go to the outer solar system.
The Cassini probe left planet Earth in 1997 and arrived in Saturn's orbit after a seven-year journey. Ever since, the spacecraft's instruments have been analyzing the planet's rings and the moons that orbit around it.
A big target has been Titan, but there are other satellites there too, like Enceladus, which is a really interesting, tiny, icy moon and has geysers of water gushing out of the South Pole. You know, just something we never would have expected, and yet that's occurring right now on Enceladus.
After spending 20 years in space, Cassini was running out of fuel and NASA started planning its demise. Radabaugh's forum is taking place in the Spanos Theater and starts at 7 p.m. on September 16th. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.